Can you believe it? Another week has gone by, and here we are, Captain Josh and Robert Lukowicz, sitting here in the Fish and Frank's World Headquarters in beautiful metropolis of Port Charlotte / Charlotte Harbor, preparing to do yet another place-by-place fishing report for your benefit.
Nice. For their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
$0 and no cents.
It is.
You ready to rock and roll this thing, dude? Or are you just going to stare at your phone? Okay,
I'm
Mike.
I'm going to sit here and stare at my phone.
Jeez. You knew we were starting, right?
I did.
I announced it and everything.
You did. But a text came through and I had to check it. It's all stupid crap, most of the time about work. That one actually involves electrical at the house.
Okay. Well, do you want to answer that?
No.
Do you want to carry on with the fishing report?
Sure.
Okay. We can't carry on because we haven't even got started yet.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to get started then?
Yes.
Fine.
You're so pushy.
Give me your phone. I'm going to put it in this drawer over here. Give me your phone. Give me your phone right now, Robert. We'll start with the Peace River, Harbor Heights area, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What do we know? What have we heard?
I got one guy that caught a couple snook up there. That is it. A few people were going to go up there today and check it out because they knew it was going to be breezy, but literally one report.
Were they at least nice snook?
No.
Okay.
No.
A couple dinky snook.
Yeah, he wasn't impressed.
Okay. How about the Dars Park boat ramp, I-75 bridges area?
A guy caught a couple whiting and two little trout there the other day. And that's the first time he's been fishing since the hurricane, so he had to give it a shot.
Okay.
Which isn't too bad, but not great.
It's not great.
No.
But it's a lot better than the no reports, no reports, no reports.
True.
So.
Very, very true.
Sliding down the river, the 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area.
There's been a few snapper, a couple of redfish. Been some snook there at night and in the early mornings. And then a handful of trout. I would say it's on the lower end of slow, but at least semi-consistent.
Okay.
You know, everyone's been using shrimp down there. A couple guys have been throwing artificials, and the artificials are what they've been catching the snook on. Everything else has been shrimp.
Shrimps.
Yeah.
Makes me want to go down there and throw cut bait.
So I heard a rumor that they're going to replace part of the 41 Bridge or one side of the 41 Bridge, and they're also going to replace Lashley Pier.
Okay. I know that they have some construction that's going to be happening at Live Oak Park. I don't think that's going to interfere with the fishing there, although I'm not 100% sure of that. But
somebody said they read it in your paper. About the 41 Bridge.
It's entirely possible. You know I don't read the paper.
I know.
But
it's just like I don't read our fishing reports.
Now that you have mentioned this to me. Well, but the thing is, I don't do the actual paper.
I know.
I do waterline. And whatever's in waterline, obviously I've read that. But I don't have time to read the actual paper.
I know. You know what I'm saying.
Things to do.
You usually got your ears out and feelers out, so I'm kind of curious.
Now that you have mentioned that to me, I will go into our database and take a look and see if I can find that story. And you and I will discuss it later today. And then maybe we can discuss it at a further out in time instance.
Sounds good.
Which is just to say, later.
Right. Fancy.
Yeah. Because I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, it just made me think about it now.
Way to ambush me while we're in the middle of a conversation.
I know, but
make me sound like I'm ignorant and I don't know what I'm talking about. I appreciate that.
You generally know a whole lot, but there's certain times where it's like, okay, I think about it all the time, then I forget about it, and then something comes up and I got to blurt it out right now or else it's gone again.
This is paybacks for taking your phone, isn't it?
Probably.
Lashley Pier.
It's closed. And I haven't heard anything off the seawalls or nothing.
Yep. Sure is. The Bayshore Pier.
Guy went there fishing the other day and caught nothing.
Okay.
But his buddy supposedly the day before caught a very short cobia, like 22 inches or something like that, and a baby bull shark.
Okay.
But he didn't see any of those fish. He was just going out there because his buddy said he caught fish there.
So, allegedly, one guy caught a baby bull shark in a short cobia.
Yeah, very short cobia.
Remora.
Yeah, probably.
Was the cobia attached to the bull shark?
Right.
Port Charlotte saltwater brackish canals.
Little snook, some sand bream, Mayan cichlids, a couple of jacks, and then a handful of just little juvenile tarpon rolling around but not cooperating as far as being able to hook them or put them in the air. One guy's been doing real good because he took the advice of one of the columns that we did with the sheep's head with night crawlers. He's been using night crawlers and catching a ton of Mayan cichlids in his canal, along with some sand bream.
Okay.
All on broken up night crawlers.
Yep. They love them.
He said he's doing better on those than he is the shrimp.
I'm sure he is. Don't tell anybody, though. That's a secret.
Yeah. How about that?
Elgin Bean Pier.
The only thing I've gotten was a couple guys caught a couple small trout and a couple small snapper during the day, but they have been getting some snook there at night. And no real big ones, like 30 inches, I think, was the biggest one I heard of.
Small snapper. And what else during the day did you say trout?
No sheep's head, no black drum, none of that going on. But, hey, a few things aren't too bad.
But there, no sheep's head.
Mm-mm.
Think sheep's head are over there for the year?
I don't know. I mean, it's a couple years in a row where they haven't gotten really good, but I know that that storm changed a lot of junk down there, so I'm not really sure what's going to happen with it.
Right. Because, I mean, looking back over the last few weeks' reports, it's been some sheep's head, not a lot of sheep's head, a few sheep's head, occasional sheep's head.
Yeah.
Random sheep's head.
Yeah.
And now here we are with no sheep's head.
I don't know if it's necessarily done. We'll see. But we've also been out of fiddler crabs for a week, so my sheep's head feedback has been...
Oh, yeah, nobody can catch a sheep's head if you're out of fiddler crab.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it seems like.
The Myakka River from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing.
No reports or no fish?
No reports.
No reports. Okay. The South Gulf Cove canals.
Mayan cichlids. A couple of snook. One guy hooked a little tarpon, and somebody said something about they caught a couple redfish, or their neighbor caught a couple redfish right by the locks. I don't remember how big, none of that, but they mentioned it. And that's one of those cool spots where when the redfish move in there, it seems like they stay there for several days at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't fished that in a long time.
Well, it's dicey.
Yeah.
Because once you get on the other side of that lock, who knows how long you're going to end up staying there.
Right.
So, I think a lot of people who might fish that area don't want to. Because you get stuck in there.
Right. Yeah, it's been a very long time since I've fished in there.
The West Wall.
West Wall is got some trout on it on the outside of the bar.
Are we still fishing the bottom half?
Yeah, the bottom half is definitely the main area going on. A good mixed variety of snook and redfish up along the bushes. Didn't hear of any pompano this week. Couple cobia, all shorts. The biggest one, what did the guy say? It was like 28 inches or something like that. He caught those while trout fishing. And then the bonnet heads.
Lots of bonnet heads?
Quite a few. Quite a few bonnet heads.
Nice ones?
Nice ones.
Big bonnet head sharks.
Yeah.
Big old 30 inchers.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good size.
That's a good size. That's a great
fun
size.
Size.
Dial yourself down to 4-pound line, loosen up your drag a little bit.
Right.
Some serious big game fishing right there.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
But the difference being that when you get into an area where there's quite a few of those fish, you can catch one, and then you can be done fishing for it, and then you can catch another one, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Yeah. Hey, they just put up a good fight on that lighter tackle. They're fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Moving on to Cape Hayes. It's ancient silver coins.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, here's another one. The photos are terrible. I don't know why the photos are so bad.
Hmm. Whatever.
Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes, bonnet heads, some trout, a couple ladyfish, and some Spanish mackerel. And they've been on top of that bar and on the outside edge of the bar. They've been kind of mixed all over the place on it. One guy did see a bigger shark swimming across, like a 5 or 6 footer.
Woo.
And then Flipper was over farther away down the way and started harassing him a little bit later when he started catching some ladyfish.
Of course.
Yeah. And he said there was some little, like, small, like, fry on the surface a little bit further out towards the marker.
Okay.
He said there was nothing really blitzing on it, but he caught some ladyfish and a couple Spanish around it, but nothing. He said it wasn't going crazy. He said it was just kind of a little bit of rain out there on it.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of thing we complain about.
No, not at all.
All right, turtle and bull.
No, still the best thing going. Snook, redfish, trout, sheep's head, mangrove snapper, bonnet heads. Oh, ladyfish a few, even a couple small jacks. They're under the bushes, they're out under the oyster, out on the oyster bars, cruising along the flats. They're just kind of hodgepodge throughout the whole thing. But it is, one oyster bar is definitely doing better than another oyster bar, so it's not like every spot is on fire, but it just definitely seems to have the most consistency with a variety of species. And there might even be more fish in there now if they're running from the red tide, if there's still some hanging around there in Gasparilla Sound.
Right.
Yeah. That tends to sometimes push those fish inside there.
But you got to be prepared to hopscotch a little bit.
Yes. Definitely. Move, move, and always move. But you don't leave fish to go find more fish.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
I mean, we do that sometimes.
Sometimes.
If you get into an area where it's not the fish you were looking for, if it's all ladyfish.
Right.
I mean, I have a hard time tearing myself away from the ladyfish.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to a certain point where it's like, okay, we're going to go do something else.
Right.
You know? And sometimes you regret it and you say, dang, I should have stayed where there were those fish. Because you don't catch anything else the rest of the day. And then other times it really pans out.
Yeah.
So it is, generally speaking, bad advice to leave fish to find fish.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're looking for something very specific and the thing that you've found is not that thing.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense.
But if you drive away from them, and that's the last thing you caught all day, remember, we told you so. Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
I've got nothing at either one of those.
No Spanish?
Nope.
Come on.
I'm sure they're there, but just nobody gave me any reports on them.
All right, well, somebody go fish it, and then call Robert and tell him about the Spanish, because they got to be there.
I'm sure they are.
I mean, Gasparilla.
If that guy was catching them there on Cape Hayes, they got to be right there, too. But just nobody gave me any feedback there.
Gasparilla Sound.
Well,
you said something about red tide?
Yeah, there's been red tide from basically, you know, Gasparilla, Little Gasparilla Pass to Boca Pass. You know, it's been hopscotched through that whole ICW area. But they're still catching fish in there. A lot of dead fish floating around, mostly mullet and catfish, but there are a few other fish floating around. But, you know, they're still catching a few trout, some ladyfish, snook, redfish. Those are the main ones, and a few sheep's head. You know, even the guy fishing off the trestle the other day saying that he still caught a couple sheep's head, a couple little snapper, and I think Spanish mackerel or something like that, I forget. He caught a few fish. He said it wasn't great by any stretch, but even with the fish floating around in that area, he said still caught fish.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, right now, mostly dead fish and not active red tide.
Correct.
Doesn't mean that there couldn't be active red tide going through there.
Right.
It's very possible, but don't equate the two things together.
No. Nope, not
dead
at all.
Dead fish here, dead fish there. Just here move. A fish, there a fish.
Just
doesn't
move.
Mean red tide.
Yeah, it doesn't mean any of that. Just gotta... Just fish. You know, if the red tide's there tickling your throat, move. Move 100 yards, see what happens.
All right, how about the Placida area itself? The pier, the trestle, Gasparilla Pass.
Well, a couple sheep's head, a couple mackerel, a couple mangrove snapper. But there again, not too many reports because the news, of course, scares people away. So not a lot of people fishing that trestle. They see the dead fish and they're immediately going away. Or if they get out in the parking lot and smell the dead fish, they're just going back in their car and leaving. And that's kind of a theme along the beaches and the intercoastal for the most part.
What about Lemon Bay?
Lemon Bay, haven't heard of any red tide in there, not up as far as the Tom Adams Bridge, but there's been some out along the beach there. The actual Lemon Bay proper, a few trout, a couple of redfish, and a handful of snook. One guy was in Buck Creek and got three nice snook, he said. And one of them he got the sight cast because he saw it sitting right next to an oyster bar. Threw a little shad tail at it and it eat it. He had fun.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
But there might be a touch of red tide around the pass.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. That guy was at the Luigi's talk the other night telling me about those fish.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The Anger Pier.
Anger Pier, I've got nothing. No report.
Venice Jetties.
I've got two reports.
Okay.
A few sheep's head, a couple Spanish mackerel, a couple ladyfish. That's it. They said it wasn't on fire for as many people were fishing it. But the one guy said he saw quite a few sheep's head, but he said most of them appear to be pretty small.
I see.
He wasn't really impressed by the size.
Well, that would make sense, though, with the bigger sheep's head moving offshore to spawn.
Yeah.
Leaving the little guys behind, that would totally make sense. But, you know, that happens that way out at the jetties if you don't have the patience that you're out there and the number of fish coming in compared to the number of people who are fishing it seems lousy.
Yeah.
And then you stick around for a few hours and all of a sudden it turns on.
Right.
And now everybody's catching fish. You can't keep fish off the lines.
That seems to be the same thing at Boca, too. Sit there on the beach and have a blast for an hour and then nothing for 3 hours, then
yeah, but
everyone lights up again.
You've got to have the patience to stick it through those slow times if you want to enjoy the good times.
Yeah.
Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks.
Oh, let's see, 25 to 30 miles, basically 80 to 110 feet of water is where your grouper are at. And then bigger mangs and lanes. And then if you want just some good groceries, like some grunts, porgies, sheep's head, smaller lane snapper and mangrove snapper, 15 miles. And then anywhere from the beach line all the way out to about 15 miles, you're getting a sporadic amount of Spanish mackerel. And the guys are slow trolling for those, trolling little spoons and stuff. You know, it's not gangbusters, but it's not bad at all. And what the water temperature is pretty right where there should be some kings around, so don't be surprised if you happen to hook into one of those.
Yeah, possible.
It's possible.
I haven't heard about it, but it's possible.
Right, and I haven't either. That's why I was just saying that the temperature is right, though. You can be one of the first to get on them for the spring run.
So how far out are those mackerel off the beach?
All the way out to 15 miles.
From basically just outside the surf line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's from Boca Pass to the school bus reef. Guys have been saying they've been catching them and seeing them. So it's not too bad.
Barracuda?
No barracuda. 30 miles out, they're seeing barracuda, but inside, no, not so much.
Blackfin tuna?
No.
Wahoo?
Nope.
Swordfish?
No.
Blue line tilefish.
No.
Misty grouper.
Nope. Really? That's all you're going to go with?
Triple tail?
No. None. I don't even know anyone that's gone looking for them in a little while. Just because I got so tired of looking at the few small ones that they were seeing.
Triple tail reports don't exist.
No.
Okay.
It's kind of like big cobia.
Punta Rasa and redfish pass. I'm assuming we have no reports.
No reports at all.
Okay, we're going to continue. Just no reports until further notice on those. Yeah. I may even stop mentioning them for
now.
Yeah,
it might be a good idea for now.
Captiva pass, anything from there?
One guy did get some Spanish mackerel in there, and then he caught one little snook right up against the shoreline. But that was the only report I've gotten right there.
Okay. Boca Grande pass.
Oh, let's see. Spanish mackerel. Obviously some patches of red tide coming and going through there. Mangrove snapper. And then up against the shoreline, a couple guys have gotten some pompano. A couple of mangrove snapper. One guy did catch a 26-inch redfish. And a couple guys are seeing snook coming and going through the area. But not landing them.
Okay. How about the tarpon? We have any tarpon out there?
Nothing.
How about the baby red groupers? Have any baby red groupers?
Yeah, there's been some baby red grouper and a couple baby gags mixed in with those guys that are drifting out there for the snapper. I haven't heard of too many guys catching any baby ones from shore. There has been quite a few jewfish out there, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the open part. Yeah, there's some up to 300 pounds, but there's been a lot of that, like that 60 to 100-pound range. The little bit funner size for some people.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay, and associated areas.
Matt Lachey, a couple of sheep said. Been a few snook early in the morning. And then a few trout. Frank and Terry took a ride down there yesterday. They had to go get a part for their boat. Curious to know how it looks once I get to talk to them later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew we were going to do this report. You could have talked to him earlier.
I know.
You could. Well, all right. That's fine.
Between the radio show, life, and everything else. Yeah, sure. I'll get right on that.
Lazy.
I know. I'm terrible. My time management skills are atrocious.
Pine Island Sound, South End. I assume no reports till further notice. The north end of Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys area.
Some trout, a few redfish, and been a few nice snook being caught down there. One of Danny Latham's customers came in the other day that had been out with him last week and said they caught all that. And then his buddy caught a few trout and a couple smaller redfish down there too, fishing on his own.
Okay. Is this all live bait or?
Shrimp. Shrimp, and then I guess Danny threw a couple spoons and got one redfish and one trout. But mostly just shrimp.
Okie dokie. Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
A little bit of bait has been showing up down there. A few Spanish mackerel and a few trout.
Okay. Is this nettable bait?
Yeah. Some of the guys are running all the way down there to get some. It's funny the things guys will do. They'll run so far to go get some bait, but then they'll not go a short distance to do something else. Mm-hmm. It's like, really?
Well, I need bait.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
I have to have white bait. How am I supposed to fish?
How are you supposed to catch fish? I don't know.
Spoons and shrimp don't work. We already know that. So
never. Never, ever.
Gonna have to get some white bait or
right.
Just give it up, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Burnt store and Tupine.
Tupine. Yeah, Tupine.
Tupine.
You got snook and redfish up against the shoreline. Trout, a couple of pompano, and a flounder out on top of the bar and on the outside.
A flounder?
The one guy caught one flounder. It was worth mentioning because it was a legal-sized flounder. What did he say? It was 20 or 21 inches, something like that.
That's a nice one.
I've had a couple different flounder mentioned this week, so I can't remember the sizes. Hey, even Tom Casper's that caught himself a nice flounder out there somewhere down that way.
He's still fishing?
A couple weeks ago. Yeah. Yep. Had dinner with him and his girl the other night.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's still getting in that water wade fishing. It's crazy.
Cobia? Bonnet heads?
Nothing. Nothing over there.
Okay. Did you mention mackerel?
No.
Okay.
Didn't hear of any mackerel down there yet.
Wasn't sure if I forgot to type it down or what.
Nope.
So.
No mackerel.
Okay. Eastside Keys, Pirate Harbor area.
Mostly trout right there inside Pirate Harbor. A few trout and bonnet heads just north of Pirate Harbor. And then, of course, been some short cobia running along the bar, too. And I mean short, like 24 inches.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard of a cobia over 30 inches this year yet. Which I'm fine with, because enough of them had their britches taken last year.
Had their britches taken.
Yep.
Okay. That's shockingly southern for a man from Arizona. Alligator Creek, poacher's cut in the skating rink.
There's been a few jacks in there, but mostly in burnt store aisles, getting some jacks, a few black drum. Other than that, it's been fairly quiet.
Okay.
No trout, nothing else really to be excited about. I'm hoping that will turn back on one of these years.
That would be nice.
It would be.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Jacks, a couple of snook, some mangrove snapper, and, well, that's it.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The PGI canals and associated waterways.
Lots of little snook. Even a couple of bigger snook, but very few. Black drum. And some really big jacks. And good numbers of them, too.
That the drum are actually biting?
A couple of them are, but most of them are just being heard and seen more than anything else. But it's worth mentioning them because people need to be ready for them, because I think they're going to start turning on with this warm weather starting next week. Because they seem to be getting a little bit more visible and vocal.
But the real story is these big jacks.
Yeah. Yeah, the big jacks are doing good.
So what are we looking at here? 10, 15 pounds?
Up to 18 pounds is the biggest I've heard so far. But 10 and 15 pounders have been pretty normal. I mean, Peg Leg with his charters, his customers have been having a blast catching some nice snook and some really big jacks. Couple other customers catching them off their docks. Other guys fishing in the boats. But some of these guys are throwing the big poppers, like what you would throw in, like, offshore saltwater. Like some of the stuff that, I mean, 6-7 inch topwaters. Something that you would see somebody normally throwing for on TV for, like, a GT.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what these are.
Yeah.
I mean, these are giant trevally, really. Yeah. I mean, the average giant trevally they're catching now is probably in that 15 to 25 pound range.
Right.
You know? So that's really what these fish are. They're Florida trevally.
Yeah. Well, and they're all in the same family, too.
I think they're actually even in the same genus.
Yeah.
So.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Closely related animals.
I wish we had big GTs here.
Well, if we did.
To catch one.
We would have caught them and turned them into cat food, and there wouldn't be any left.
Yeah, I know. That's what they've done with all of them. So stupid.
Wish in one hand, Robert.
I know.
Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing.
No reports.
No reports at all.
All right, that makes at least 6 weeks in a row.
At least.
Alligator Creek Reef.
At least it's consistent. A couple sheep's head and a few mangrove snapper. One guy did catch two Spanish mackerel off of it. And then there has been a couple short cobia there. But in, I mean, short, those were the two smallest ones I heard of, like Remora territory, 20 inches.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, I should have been sharper like you and should have asked, are you sure there weren't Remoras?
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Those little cobia are so pretty.
They are.
They have such well-defined patterns and...
Yeah, but they still got those four horns on their head that you grab and think that it's going to be just great. I'll just grab them just like this. Oh, that was a bad idea. Yeah. Yeah, that's always entertaining.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not the one doing the grabbing.
Yeah.
Goliath groupers?
I haven't heard of any there.
Okay.
I'm sure there's plenty and just nobody mentioned them.
I'm sure.
Or enough of the tourists are taking them thinking that they're grouper. Because I've seen that several times so far this year.
Oh, yeah.
This has been the worst year ever for incidental people taking them and not knowing the difference.
Spadefish?
Nope. I didn't hear of any spadefish this week.
Had spadefish last week.
I know.
I bet they're still there.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Anything going on in the deep holes?
No.
20-foot holes?
Catfish.
There was. Baitfish?
Nothing.
No baitfish?
Bokelia.
Oh, because we mentioned that already.
Yeah. You got to go all the way down to Bokelia. And even then, it's not hot and heavy down there. It's just, it's
and
down
we
there.
And small bait around, what was it, Danger Reef or?
Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes Reef. Not netable.
No.
For that little stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, running all the way down to there and coming all the way back up here. Eh. I guess if you have to have it.
Some fishing size bait around Bokelia, if you must.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to our Gulf bait, where last week we were talking about cigar minnows, Spanish sardines, blue runners, etc.?
They're still catching that out there. A couple guys stopped out there, Power Pole Reef, and then another guy was running south towards the Mohawk, and he stopped out there. I don't even remember what his depth was, but he didn't catch any cigar minnows this week, but he did catch a few Spanish sardines, blue runners, and pinfish.
Okay.
So there's still bait out there.
I can dig it. And now for something completely different, the freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes.
Tilapia, bluegill, crappie, they're all doing fairly well. Guys are catching a lot of tilapia lately on worms. And a few bluegill on the worms. And then the crappie, obviously, they're catching mostly on minnows and a few on beetle spins. But the bass activity's probably been the big thing because they're catching them on shiners and all sorts of artificials. Doesn't seem like one particular lure is better than another right now. They're catching them on plastic worms, frogs, little lip plugs. The only thing I haven't heard of them catching any on is the topwater. But guys are buying the worms, the lizards, in every color, length, all of it. Doesn't seem to really matter. The biggest bass I saw a picture of this week, caught locally, was 6 pounds.
Okay. That's not bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all. But I've seen a lot of 3 and 4 pounders being caught. So, it's pretty decent.
Okay. Not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
And I don't even know why I'm going to ask, but I'm just going to check. Any tarpon reports?
Nothing.
Okay. I didn't think so. I thought you would have mentioned it previously, but just in case you had forgotten, if it slipped your mind,
yep.
Giving you one more opportunity to hit that.
Nope.
So we've got nothing.
Nothing.
As relates to the tarpon report.
Correct.
Which is kind of what we would expect anyway.
Right.
Kind of how it should be for this time of year.
For this time of year, yes.
Is there anything else that you would like to report? Anything else you would like to discuss? Any shout-outs you would like to make? Anything that should be added to this report that hasn't been yet?
No, not that I can think of. I just know it's coming up into springtime, and it'll be here quickly, so if you're anticipating doing some tarpon fishing this spring or summer, I suggest getting all your gear together now. Going through your inventory and start buying some of the stuff now, because hooks are still really hard to get. Some of the fishing line is hard to get, you know. So, and some of the rods and reels aren't taking a week to get here. They're taking 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, depending on what it is, and just that particular delivery for some reason. So it's still wonky.
Yeah.
And they got to remember, it's just like the sheep's head and the fiddler crabs. Sheep's head show up in the whole state at the same time. Well, so do the tarpon, pretty much. So everyone wants the same rod and reel, quote unquote, to fish for them. So it becomes a little bit of a shortage issue.
But the pandemic's over, Robert.
Mm-hmm. But it's been like this every year. It's just longer waits now.
Listen, I know. I'm fully aware. I'm just anticipating what the people are going to say to you.
I know. You know. So you're just trying to get my skin leathered up before it
yes.
starts happening?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm making it so that you are prepared with the words to say, so that you have it ready on the tip of your tongue.
Oh, I'll be as sarcastic as usual. It'll be fine.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Go Christmas shopping the night before Christmas, huh? You wake up in the morning, anniversary. Oh, crap.
Uh-huh. What do I do? What do I do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. That's exactly it.
Well, anyway, I think that pretty well wraps up this here fishing report. I'm out of things to say, and it seems like you are, too.
So definitely.
Why don't you just say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.